Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Royals come home tomorrow night
for two nights.
Take on the Yankees. What is it, Wednesday and Friday night?
Wednesday and Thursday.
Back to back.
There is a chance they could get a win here.
We could close out the
series. Well, we're hoping for two wins, and then...
Well, that's what I mean, yeah. They could win the series
here. Head to the pennant race.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice.
That would be awesome.
What was it, 4-2 last night in the Bronx? Royals win?
We looked good.
The San Diego Padres are reminding their fans about their zero-tolerance policy for bad behavior ahead of Game 3 of their NL Division Series against rival Los Angeles, which turned contentious Sunday night when tempers flared on the field and in the stands at Dodger Stadium.
Ooh.
Game 2 was delayed for 12 minutes. Did I hear this right this morning? That the Dodgers and Padres have played 1,000 games against each other and never once until this year in the postseason.
Oh, I'm sure of it. The Padres are historically bad when it comes to making it to the postseason. One of the few teams who haven't, I don't even think, played in the World Series.
Game 2 was delayed for 12 minutes after rowdy fans tossed baseballs in the direction of San Diego left fielder Jurickson Profar.
Yeah. I was going to stop you
onto the outfield.
When you said, Scott, this was bad fan behavior, you're now bumping up against illegal behavior when you are throwing baseballs at players. Am I wrong?
No.
I mean, it could be seen as assault.
Yes.
And I'm hoping I'm pronouncing his name right. Profar had robbed Mookie Betts of a home run in the first inning, reaching into the stands. He trolled the fans by staring at them and then hopping up and down several times before throwing the ball to the infield. And then Dodgers starter Jake Flaherty and Padres third baseman Manny Machado directed expletives at each other a handful of times.
No.
This is one of the oldest rivalries in all of sport, and they can say tone it down all they want to. They're not gonna.
Wow. Getting out of hand. The price of a Mega Millions ticket will more than double next year as part of an overhaul of the lottery game starting in April of 2025. Tickets for Mega Millions will go from $2 to $5.
What?
The increase will mark the second price adjustment since the lottery game launched in 2002.
Wait, what?
Mega Millions tickets going from $2 to $5.
For one ticket?
Mm-hmm. That would be
no.
Correct.
Does the award go up if you win?
It does. Now, we're already seeing record high winnings because it's incredibly hard to win the lottery. So are they trying to just drive it to points that are unreasonable? And do they not think about the impact of people buying fewer and fewer tickets?
Because bingo.
The 2 to 5, that's a big jump.
I'll tell you this, Sam.
People screamed about 1 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
If I have an extra $2, I think, $2, give me a Mega Millions ticket. Mm-hmm. You start telling me you want $5, I would think twice. Because you already know the odds are stacked astronomically against you. You're probably not going to win.
You're making a donation.
Ever. $2 to $5,
You won't buy it?
Nope.
Now, you've got to think that the Mega Millions did their research, did surveys, to find out what is the price break.
Where's the tipping point?
Right, where you say, I'm not going to buy it. And they must have found enough people who said, I'm not going to buy it at five, but enough people who would say, I would buy it at five, that it became cost effective.
I bet it came down to what was the average total price for each Mega Millions buyer, because people will walk up and say, hey, give me $10 on Mega Millions.
Right.
And if that was the average, say 10 was the average, they can see a $5 being a reasonable price.
Why not go from 2 to 3? Why not, from 2 to 5?
Why not keep it at 2?
That's going to keep me from getting all those scratchers now.
Mm-hmm. Scratchers aren't going up.
Are you one of those?
Are you a scratch? I knew he wasn't.
Because no. Isn't there a rule, Sam? You used to work for a very large.
Still do.
Okay, gas station company.
Get your scratchers.
I was behind a guy the other day. It wasn't QT. It wasn't Casey's. It was this little gas station in the Walmart parking lot around the corner from my house.
Yeah.
And I went inside to get a Gatorade or something. And I'm behind this guy, and you know there's that gigantic encased window of like 500,000 different scratchers tickets.
Yes.
Correct.
And he's like, I'll take 32,
take that one,
I'll take
I
16,
want
I want two on
no, more five. To the left, no, that one.
Yeah, that one, the blue one. And then, so this poor guy behind the counter is ripping off all these scratchers tickets, and he's scratching them off as he's paying for them at the counter.
Yeah, that's rather annoying.
I just want to pay for my Gatorade and go home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get your scratchers, move to the side.
That is an unwritten rule that is not followed.
Get back in line.
I will say that at my establishment, we do say, hey, if you're going to stand there and scratch that, would you like mind moving over here?
And you're talking about the tickets, right?
Yes.
Okay.
There's 15 people behind you, and we'd like to help those people. But to the text line's point, people are still going to pay for it. We'd like to think that they wouldn't pay $5 a ticket. I guarantee you those tickets are still going to fly off the shelf.
And the odds won't be better.
Guess what I figured out today?
No, that's right. That's true, Dan.
I figured a way around my annoyance at, okay, and it's just going to ask you one question right there. You just push the keypad. And then I had another woman the other day go, you could either press $1, $3, or $5.
What about zero?
And I wanted to blow my lid because I had purchased a $6 coffee. And I wanted to say to her, you want me with a straight face to give you $5 for handing me a $6 coffee.
Now, in fairness, she doesn't set the prices.
Correct. But
she did want you to pay $5.
She did want, she did point out $1, $3, $5, or you could hit other and give me $25,000. I don't know if we'll have time.
Mm-hmm.
So I have only had coffee twice, probably in the last month, where I stopped at a drive-thru at one of the little mom and pops to get coffee. Both times I happened to have $2 $5 bills. Bar the door if you hand that cashier cash, because they know what's coming. They don't get to hold that little thing out and shove it at you and go,
there's no guilt tip.
You could do like a $1, a $3, maybe a $7. I mean, I don't know how you're feeling. I mean, I gotta pay rent. You know, it takes it completely off the table if you pay with cash. So today, I handed her $2 $5 bills. I don't even know where they came from. They were in my purse. And I went, aha! And I handed her $2 $5 bills. And you could see the look of disappointment on her face because she did not get to hand me the little kiosk and then ask me for $6 for a $5 coffee. Instead, she handed me a few like things of change. I don't even know what, let's say it was 17 cents. And I said to her, oh, keep the change.
How generous.
Have a great day. And then I took the ones, three or four ones that she handed me back, and I handed her a dollar. There was no awkward exchange. There was no me touching that kiosk thing that probably has tuberculosis on it. There was no guilt tipping. I literally handed her a dollar and said, let's call this even.
Let me ask you just a quick question, and I'm going to do a little rundown with you.
I'm turning into my mother. God help us.
You've started,
circle of life.
You've started exercising, albeit lightly.
Mm-hmm.
You've started drinking water.
Yeah.
Earlier today, you walked into a bank.
Yeah. And well, that's because I'm about to lose my house. But
well, and
awkward.
And today, you paid with cash.
Yes.
Okay. One quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you and what have you done to Dana?
And what picture did you get on your checkbook that's coming in? Because that's got to be next.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm
is
getting
new
checks.
Is it a soaring eagle? Is it an elk?
I don't know if we'll have time.
What's
it
in
might
the background?
Be
an embossed D on the check.
A flag of these United States of America.
Flowing in the wind?
I don't know if we'll have time, Scott.
It's got to be flowing. It can't be flat.
Right, of course.
I don't know. I don't know if we'll have time.
Who are you?
I don't know, but I will tell you, if you have cash, it takes that entire weird kiosk thing out of the transaction.
You know who you're becoming? It's not your mom.
Hmm.
It's me.
Oh, God. God help us.
Now, that's scary.
That is scary.
Wow.
And it's not that I don't want to tip. It's not that I don't want to tip.
What an insult.
You know I'm a great tipper.
Now,
I'm just so tired of the do you want to round up and do you want to do this and do you want to give to charity? No. I want a coffee that's already twice overpriced what it should be.
And it's been sitting in the pot for 2 hours.
I'm going to give you $6 for handing it to me.
Should I or should I not point out that you ended up tipping her more than just the single dollar option?
It was like $1.17.
So you over-tipped by carrying cash.
But I got to control it.
You can control it when you hit one on the screen.
It brings guilt into the equation.
Sorry, I see a hole and I got to poke it. I
apologize.
Well,
it doesn't bring poverty into the equation.
Yeah, the only thing that would be worse when they hand you that kiosk is if when you say no tip, there's like a fart sound that emanates loudly so everyone knows you didn't tip. Or if you tip like $6 for a $6 coffee.
It goes ding, ding, ding.
No, there's some noise that says, are you insane? Are you crazy that you just tipped 100% on a coffee that is already overpriced 100%?
Go ahead, Sam.
A fart sound with the no tip button would guarantee that I hit that every single time.
And if it emanated an actual odor out of the machine.
I'm going to need a short shorts ripper.
913-586-7798. Darla J., who is currently living just outside of Tampa, joins us at 3:30 this afternoon. She is not evacuating from Hurricane Milton. She is, dare I say, hunkering down. We'll visit with Darla in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. This is disturbing. Lisa Marie Presley was so heartbroken by the loss of her son, Benjamin, I can only imagine what losing a child must be like. It must be awful. That she kept his body in her home for 2 months after his death, even inviting a tattoo artist in to see him so Lisa Marie could get matching ink.
Oh.
Wait. I'm going to have to stop you right there.
Okay. What?
Is that legal? Can you?
We've talked about it with the Overland Park case where they didn't technically
violate. That was Social Security fraud.
Well, yeah, but they didn't violate any laws for keeping him in the home. They violated laws when they took the money out of his bank account.
That is just one of the jaw-dropping revelations in Presley's new memoir, From Here to the Great Unknown, which was finished by her actress daughter, Riley, after the 54-year-old's death in January of 2023. In the book, Lisa Marie Presley reveals that she had to force herself to fight to stay alive for her remaining children, Riley and twin daughters Harper and Finley, who are now 16. That meant not saying goodbye to Benjamin right away, partly because she couldn't decide whether to bury him in Hawaii or at Graceland. Quote, "My house has a separate bedroom and I kept Ben in there for 2 months. There is no law in the state of California that you have to bury someone immediately."
Okay.
"I found a very empathetic funeral homeowner, and she said, we'll bring Ben to you. The room was kept at 55 degrees to preserve his body, adding that she, quote, got so used to him, caring for him, and keeping him there.
And she brought in a tattoo artist who tattooed a corpse.
Is that true?
That's what you said in the beginning of the story.
No, matching tattoos.
That's what that means, Scott.
He was already dead. She brought in an artist to get matching tattoos with him.
Yeah. Okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. You almost like can't even talk about it because no one knows how they would react when the worst thing imaginable happens, and that is you surviving your child. And so she gets to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just don't know.
Well,
I don't know that I would share that with the world, but if there's no law against it.
Yeah, but Dana, I don't.
To me, that would not be healthy. That would not be mentally healthy.
It would be disrespectful, don't you think? To your son.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not about. Listen.
It's not about you.
No parent wants to outlive their kids. I agree with you on that. I pray to God that I never have to go to Sarah or Maya's funeral. That would be. That would send me over.
You can't even. Yeah.
Having said that, it's not about you. It's about your now deceased son, and he deserves to be treated with respect. And keeping him in a bedroom at 55 degrees so he doesn't rot, and then bringing in a tattoo artist. By the way, she got tattoos on her body that matched tattoos that were already on his.
Yes. Okay. We've cleared that up.
Whew.
Slightly less weird.
Yeah. But still weird. And you need to show that young man some respect and either cremate his body or get him in a box and put him in the ground. Because leaving him there for 2 months in a bedroom that is perfectly cool to a temperature where he doesn't decompose, I would argue is cruel even in death.
I don't know that I would agree with that because the deceased is not here to figure out what's going on. I would say in most families, that would create a bombshell of a dumpster fire within the family, even if it's the mother. You know, are there siblings? There is, I presume, a father, you know, where someone, let's make it about, let's say the person's name is Joe Black. Let's make it about Joe Black's family. And Joe Black passes away, and the mom decides, I'm just going to keep Joe in a back bedroom. You don't think there are other members of that family that would not go, the hell you are. We also get to grieve. We also get to say goodbye. You don't get to unilaterally decide you are going to cling on to this so that we then cannot say a proper goodbye because nature has taken its course in a back bedroom, if you know what I mean. Like, in most families, someone else, there would be a lawsuit to get that body in the ground.
And you and I have both known grief in our lifetime. All of us will at some point. You know, I was talking to Sarah the other day, and she said, I've never had to grieve over losing someone close to me. And I said to her, and she's only 23, I said, sweetheart, thank God every day that you haven't, but the day will come when you will, where you will have to grieve someone extremely close to you. But this is not grief. This is maniacal behavior.
I don't know how to phrase it without sounding like an absolute jerk, but is it selfish almost?
Yes.
I think if you were a family member of the deceased, you would view it that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You would. But again, I don't think any of us can throw stones. She's the mom. She gets to she gets to be a little crazy.
As if she wasn't before.
God bless her.
Amen. Darla J is in Sun City Center, Florida, just to the south and east of Tampa. Hurricane Milton is coming ashore tomorrow evening. Darla J joins us in just a moment here on KMBZ.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Story here from NBC News. Hurricane Milton, which forecasters now say is, quote, an extremely powerful hurricane, is expected to roar into Florida tomorrow. With the threat of back-to-back hurricanes looming in parts of the state, crews are scrambling to haul away debris from Hurricane Helene before Milton makes landfall tomorrow evening. By the way, if you missed the news, Tampa, the city of Tampa, has hurricane debris. Everybody's got it at the curb, ready for pickup, but the contractor for Tampa never showed up. And so now we're looking at projectiles once the storm comes to land. Darla Jay, former KMBZ talk show host, dear friend of ours, is joining us on the KMBZ hotline. She lives in Sun City Center, Florida, just south and east of Tampa. Darla, thank you for joining us, and we pray for your safety.
Well, thank you very much.
How are you? Darla, how are you? And take us back to Helene, and did you have any damage or were you near any of that from the last round?
I'm doing really good. From Helene, I only got torrential rain and some strong winds. Nothing much because I'm, south, like Scott said, south and east of Tampa. It went a little bit north of Tampa, and it did some damage to people close to the water, like Clearwater and St. Pete Beach and some of the beaches in Tampa as well. And then the further north, we all know what happened there. They're trying to get rid of all of that debris right now. It looks like I just saw that it's re-intensifying, and it's back up to a Category 5 right now.
Oh, I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, it's going through intensification again, Category 5. And it's going over the warmest water that's in the Gulf before it gets to Tampa. And hopefully, supposedly, wind shear and big wind shear from the north is supposed to lessen the severity down to a Category 3. But they also said it wasn't going to go back up to a Category 5. So now I don't know what to think.
What are you going to do? Are you going to stick this one out?
Well, I thought my niece lives in St. Petersburg, and I called her and I said, listen, get your butt to Sun City Center. I know there's a bunch of old people here, but you don't have to talk to them. You don't even have to talk to me. Just get off of St. Petersburg. And she said she's going to stay there. So I was staying because I thought she was coming.
Yeah.
So I have hurricane shutters up along the back of my they call it a Florida room.
Yeah.
And those are closed in. I have three windows where I don't have hurricane shutters. My condo is solid concrete. And so I think the work, and it's never, ever flooded in Sun City Center. It is above sea level, I think 25 feet, maybe. They've never had flooding, but behind me is an empty golf course with three retention ponds, and they look pretty full. So I might get a little bit of water. I don't know, but I think I would be more worried about the roof coming off.
And Darlie, if you wanted to leave, it's probably too late to leave now anyway, is it not? I mean, we're looking at some of the images of just the one-way traffic trying to get out of town, and I would be worried you would end up running out of gas and stalling on the highway.
Right. A friend of mine that lives around the corner, we did talk for a couple of minutes about maybe heading toward Miami. But in the long run, I just said, you know, I remember being in the car for Hurricane Irma with my mother back in 2017 with Mama Jay. And it took us 16 and a half hours to go, what should have taken about 6.5, 7 hours to get to Alabama. And there are some problems. So many people are leaving, thank God, from Tampa and St. Petersburg that they are having some problems continually restocking the gas, the fuel. So that would concern me too. But the only place in Florida that probably won't get hit with much of anything is the Miami area. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, have you noticed any uptick in wind or rain in your area yet, or is it still too far offshore?
It's too far offshore. We've had a lot of rain for the last couple of days, and we've had a lot of rain this summer, so the ground's pretty saturated, which is probably not a good thing when you've got a major hurricane coming in. It's supposedly going to start picking up tomorrow morning, and the one thing I really don't like is it's supposed to hit my area at about 2 a.m.
at night.
Thursday morning, yeah. I mean, I'd rather it happen during the day, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Are you scared?
So I'm going to be honest. I am a little scared about this because it's been 100 years since a hurricane has come into Tampa. And I can't think of the word. For years, people would always say there was an Indian tribe that used to live in Tampa, and they built a bunch of mounds, and I think they used them as burial grounds. They built a bunch of mounds to protect probably from the water coming in from the Gulf.
Yeah.
And so the theory is that Tampa has been protected all these years because of those Indian burial grounds, but maybe the 100-year mark is when that stops. I don't know. I am a little scared.
I also think, Darla, that like the cities have a responsibility to kind of balance this where they are just urgent enough that they are being clear that this is a once in a lifetime storm. You need to get out, but not so urgent, especially after Helene, that I'm not going to say they're crying wolf, because I do believe this is going to hit the way they say it is, that people don't pay attention to it. I mean, I you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't in that regard.
Exactly. The mayor of Tampa, and I can't think of her name, it's a woman, Jane something off the top of my head. She was on CNN this morning or last night, and she said, for those of you that are in the hurricane zones that are supposed to mandatory evacuation, if you don't leave, you are going to die.
I saw that.
That's what she said. And I thought that was a good thing because, but you know what happened is that a lot of people were like, eh, I'm not going to go. And then when it got up to 185 mile an hour, sustained winds out in the middle of the Gulf, people started going, you know what? Maybe I should get my butt out of here.
Right.
So it's the biggest, they're saying it's the biggest mass evacuation that Florida has ever had.
Well Dan Weinbaum on the news. Sorry, Darla, go ahead.
So the last one was the one that I was in with my mom was Hurricane Irma in 2017.
That's right.
Well, Dan Weinbaum out in the newsroom looked it up, and in Sun City Center, you are not in a mandatory evacuation zone.
No, I'm in Zone E. And so Zone A, B, C, I think they went A to C, telling people to leave. And all of my neighbors are staying. And fortunately for me, I have some wonderful neighbors next door and across the street. And so if something happens, I know that they will certainly help me. As a matter of fact, my neighbor next door was the one that helped me put up the storm shutters, and they're a pain in the butt.
But she's like, yeah. She's like 91 years old. You're going to be helping her.
No, you know what? I am at, it's kind of a nursing facility. I'm a caregiver for a 92-year-old woman. And she was just, before I came outside to talk to you guys, she was just saying, well, why don't you take me back to your house? And I go, no. I can't lift you. You can't walk to the bathroom.
Right.
And, you know, because she doesn't want to be here either, but it's better that she's here with lots of people around in this facility.
Hey,
but,
Darla,
yeah, I've been taking care of her for about 3 months.
Hey, Darla, this is Dan Weinbaum. I've been looking at the map, and there's a Hillsborough County's got a shelter right around the corner from you, Shields Middle School.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, it's right there on the map for the flood and zone evacuations. Shields Middle School.
Okay. Shields Middle School. Well, I'm going to write that down because, you know, God forbid something happens. At least I'll have somewhere to go.
Yes.
But I don't think I'll go there beforehand. I mean, if I lose anything, I have a screened-in porch in the back. I might lose that. And maybe a window. But I don't think the flooding or anything like that. Well, what I saw about 45 minutes ago, the highest wind gusts are going to happen tomorrow night, 10, 11, midnight, and the wind gusts are going to be about 125 miles an hour. So I definitely won't take my little dog out.
No. Darla, we do not want to see you clinging to a light pole doing some cockamamie live shot on the Weather Channel. Everyone stay inside, you know, with dogs flying by. You need, I don't love the words hunker down because I feel like that means you're in danger, but you need to hunker down.
Well, and here's the biggest sign that it's going to be bad. Do you know where Jim Cantore is from the Weather Channel?
Oh, God.
Right next door to your house.
Exactly. He's in Tampa standing on right next to the hospital in Tampa, which is right on the water. Who thought of that?
Tampa General.
So he's here in Tampa.
Man, I don't ever want to be where Jim Cantore is located. I do feel like that's sort of a sign that when you see Jim, you run north. But will you keep us posted, Darla? Please keep us posted.
I will, and like I wrote on Facebook, if I survive, I'd be happy to tell you what it was like on Thursday if you guys want to hear the story.
Hell yeah, we do.
Well, I love you both, and I hope you guys are all doing really well, and I miss Kansas City, and I miss all the wonderful people there. Well, and, you know, I don't ask for much, but if you're a praying person, say a prayer for Florida.
Yeah.
We'd really appreciate it.
Amen. And lose it with the if I survive. You're going to survive. We're going to pray for you.
Yeah, and then we're going to make fun of you for not evacuating.
That's right.
Okay. That sounds good.
We love you.
Love
you,
love you, love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Darla J. in Sun City Center, Florida, just south and just east of Tampa.
Could have retired in California, could have retired in Wisconsin, Idaho, Montana.
I don't know if we're going to have time. No, she picked Sun City Center, Florida, which is right in the path of what is now a Hurricane 5, or Category 5 hurricane.
I'm sorry, you see Jim Cantore at your door, you just grab onto both knees.
And have you seen,
bad.
Have you seen one of the biggest indicators that this is going to be quite the storm?
Oh, yeah,
the Waffle Houses.
All the Waffle Houses in the Tampa Bay area and south have closed.
That's Armageddon right there. I'm telling you right now. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. He's not a household name, but you would definitely recognize his face. Ed Wheeler, the veteran actor who appeared in Law and Order and Blue Bloods, among others, has died. He was 88. Wheeler's wife, Mesiree Wheeler, telling Deadline that he died on August 21st, a month and a half ago, in New Jersey of respiratory failure due to pneumonia.
Okay, what is the deal with us finding out that famous people died like a month and a half ago?
Yeah, that's the second one. John Amos was the other one, right?
Yeah, he died back in early August, and we didn't find out until last week that he had died.
She wrote on Instagram, "In loving memory of my beloved husband, Ed Wheeler, you brought light, laughter, and love into every corner of my life and the lives of all who knew you. Your talent, dedication, and passion were unmatched." His first film role was in 1987's Broadcast News, starring William Hurt, Holly Hunter, and Albert Brooks. Other movie credits include Presumed Innocent, Daylight, Godzilla, Head of State, and The Good Heart. He appeared in 6 episodes of Law & Order and in the first season of Blue Bloods, which is the greatest TV series of all time. 2 congressional lawmakers are demanding that some of the biggest food and beverage companies stop engaging in shrinkflation, the practice of reducing product sizes while charging prices that are the same or higher. In pointed letters, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Congresswoman Madeleine Dean of Pennsylvania accusing General Mills, Coca-Cola, and Pepsi of engaging in a pattern of profiteering through shrinkflation and by dodging taxes. The letters were sent Sunday afternoon. Here's their proof. General Mills, for example, reduced the size of many cereal boxes in 2021, decreasing the family-sized Cocoa Puffs from 19.3 ounces to 18.1 ounces while charging the same price.
Now, they didn't violate any laws of any kind as long as they updated the size on the side of the box.
Correct.
So they can keep the box the same size as long as they say instead of 18, there's whatever.
Shrinkflation is not against the law, as far as I understand. They also accuse Pepsi of replacing its 32-ounce Gatorade bottle with a 28-ounce bottle and charging the same price.
I love where their heart's at. It's not going to do anything.
No. Okay.
When we get back, trick or treat. Remember many, many years ago, lawmakers passed a new rule that said if you are a sex offender, no candy for you. A sex offender has challenged part of that law and has won.
Wow. Wow. We'll get to that much more right after the news with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.